Well, first of all, Alex, good to talk to you once again. And I guess let's start first with tennis. This was an unusual fall for everybody. I guess how did you and the team navigate this fall season, knowing that there was a lot more mitigation, a lot more things you had to be responsible for other than just on the court tennis activities?
We just kind of took it day by day and didn't really expect anything. We just took everything that we were given. We didn't really have a whole lot that we could do.
And what were some of the things that what were practices like for you? Were they any different, or were they, pretty much almost normal from what you from pre-pandemic?
They were kind of normal. We just had to make sure that we kept our masks on a lot until we actually started practice. So warm ups and stuff, we would keep them on and just try to stay away from each other, kind of.
Oh,
Yeah, practices were.
yeah, let's talk about the season. Not a bad season for the team and you this year. Just to talk about how things went for you, as far as when you were out playing tennis and how the team did.
Well, we did really well, actually, for not really knowing if we were gonna play or not. Let's see. So I played three doubles. We kind of alternated because we our coach wanted to get us both some playing time since we weren't really sure if we were gonna play or not. So he just rotate between us, and I thought all of our matches went really well. That was exciting.
And I know, up till this year, you had, another Knoxville young lady on the team. What was that like, kind of starting out your career, knowing you kind of had someone that played tennis that you kind of knew a little bit and, play a little bit with in high school?
That was always nice to have someone there that I really knew well, and she's always my mentor when I was playing, so that was nice. But it's been all right not having her.
Well, what obviously when you get up to the college level, everybody on the team was good when they were in high school. So what's that like, kind of being with these young ladies that even at their high school, they probably were the number one or number two like you were when you were in high school.
Yeah, it's always nice having them all come up, because it's always good competition to play with all of them, and you don't really know their playing style, because after you play with everyone that's returning, you kind of know how they play, but having all the freshmen come in, you have no idea any of their playing styles or anything. So it's always fun to start playing with new people.
Now that the off season is here for until spring, hopefully you get to have your spring season. What do you do now that to work on everything between now and the spring season comes around?
I mean, personally, I just kind of go out and hit when it's nice out with some friends. I think we might start our off-season workouts here soon. But right now we're just kind of calming things down and just kind of going with the flow.
Let's if we're talking to a former Knoxville athlete Alex Griggs, now attending Central College on the women's tennis team, and now you're a multi-sport athlete because you're now on the triathlon team, the new triathlon team at Central College. How did you get involved with that?
Well, my friend and I signed up for it last year about this time, and we just started having practices, and then we had a virtual one last winter, and I really enjoyed that, so I just decided to keep doing it. And now that it's almost an actual varsity sport now, we've been practicing a lot more, and we've had one race, or we've had two, but one of them was virtual. But our first one outdoors, that one was fun, but it was my first triathlon ever, so I didn't really know what to expect going into it, but it was a lot of fun.
What are those triathlons like? What kind of things do you do? I know it's a swimming, a bike ride, and a lot of running. What's the order, and how what are the distances of that?
So for, I believe, the collegiate level that we're gonna do most of the time, it's a sprint triathlon. So it's a 750-meter swim, then a 20K bike ride, and then a 5K run.
what's the best part? What do you have a a strong suit in one of those, or what's your kind of, I guess, rank the your favorites from 1, 2, 3 in those events, because that takes a lot of stamina and then being in great shape to do all those well.
Oh yeah, well I was never a competitive swimmer, but I always wish I was because it's like a lot of fun now. But the outdoor swimming is a little different, and it was really cold that day, so I wanna try swimming in something that's not super cold, like for a race. But the swimming was all right. Not my absolute favorite, but it was still fun. I like the biking just because, like, you get to, like, go, like, pretty fast, and, like, you can pass people, and, like, you can, like, see everyone up ahead of you to work on, like, passing them and stuff. And then the running, I did cross country in high school for a year, so the running is pretty much like that, but, like, you've already swam and biked, so, like, you're pretty tired by then.
What do you hope to accomplish with that triathlon? Is it just maybe getting in better shape for tennis? Because I'm sure tennis is a lot of running back and forth and everything, and you got to be in really good shape to excel in that sport as well.
Yeah, I like doing it for like the competition aspect too, like just to like work on like my mental mindset of like working towards something. Because, like, tennis, you have to be, like, super mentally strong. And then, like, triathlon, you do, too, but, like, not quite in the same way. But it's nice to, like, work on that, like, while, like, getting in better shape.
And what did Coach Farrell, your tennis coach, I think, when you came up to him and said, "Hey, Coach, I'm going to be on this triathlon team, so, what do you think?"
He thought it was pretty awesome, and he didn't know how I was going to do it.
How are you? How did you balance that this year? Because I'm sure you had to balance the practices on both sides.
Yeah. So I would, since tennis is like my priority here, I would go to tennis practice at like 4:00, and I would go to like 5:30, and then I'd go straight to like swimming or biking or running, whatever we were doing that day.
Now, you mentioned you did one of those events virtually. What was that? What did that entail? Did you just kind of do something on your own and then report your results?
So, yeah, we swam in the pool. Like, we all just, like, took turns in one lane since we only have, like, one lane reserved for us. So we just, like, took our turns. It was actually a 500 swim because, like, it was virtual, so they didn't want us doing, like, a whole 750. So we just take turns, and then later that day we went and biked. Our coach found a good trail around Pella that was a lot of downhill, so that was nice. And then we just did the bike right after we ran, because Pella has a lot of great trails for triathlon stuff.
And, of course, what's up next for you as far as goals, as far as tennis and the triathlon things as you move forward?
Well, for tennis, I'm going to try to win as many matches as I can. And then triathlon, I'm going to try getting my, overall time lowered.
All right. Well, Alex, best of luck to you, and always great to catch up to you. And I know you got a lot of folks in Knoxville pulling for you, whether it's tennis or the triathlon thing.
Yes, thank you.